Kyle.
Yes, Nicole.
We got chemistry?
Yes.
Let's start this podcast. Nobody in this game works as hard as me. I'm the best chick this world has ever seen. And I'm making that green, cause I'm the queen, queen, yeah. Welcome to the Cheating Vegan Podcast. This is your host, Nicole, but you know me as the Cheating Vegan, and I'm here with my co-host, Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Nicole, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, sir?
I'm pretty good. Rough couple days, but I'm pretty good.
Yeah. So for the listeners, we had already did a show. It was a great show, but I was having issues with it, and I'm glad I did have issues with it, because from that time to this time, so much more has happened, and I feel like we would be irresponsible if we didn't address it, but we're going to make it like a nice bike ride. It's going to be uphill and then smooth sailing all the way down the hill, so we'll just talk about it first, and then we'll get into being all the topics that you love. You're cool with that, aren't you, Kyle?
Oh, man. Sounds great to me. Let's do it.
All right. So, you know what's going on.
Yeah, we're kind of glued to the television. I mean, it's everywhere, too. So, I mean, we can't escape it. So, it's just pretty wild in our country right now.
Absolutely. Is there anything going on in New Jersey?
I live in South Jersey, and there's, like, no major cities here. Philly's, okay. Philly's like 50 minutes away, so that's like the closest city where they're having protests and everything. But no, nothing in where I live.
Really? Okay. Well, last night it was in downtown Atlanta, and it's horrible. All my friends are sending me pictures. They were running rampant there, and then now they're in my county. They're actually rioting 15 minutes from where I am currently. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, it's 15 minutes away. And it's a big deal. It's a mall right by one of my offices, and they just barged in, and they're trying to get control of the situation now. And I'm gonna be honest with you. My son said to me, you know, why are they doing this? And I said, because they're angry. They're angry. And with my son, he asked me, he's like, Mom, I'm never leaving the house. I'm going to stay with you. Because I said, why are you never leaving? He's like, because I'm scared if I go on my own, I'm going to die.
Wow.
And I said, die of what? He's like, the police, they can just kill me and not say anything. And just, it's okay to kill me.
Wow.
Yeah, we had that discussion yesterday. We sat down at the table. He already knows the rules of engagement, but he voiced his concerns. I mean, have you talked to your girls?
Yeah, my daughters, they actually wanted to go to Philly and with the processing thing. I was with taking them. Their moms thought it was a bad idea, so I understood. Mm-hmm. I think they should see, especially like such a moment in our history. But I definitely understand that their safety comes first. It's just so much that has to go into teaching our kids so many rules and ways of doing things and how to engage with the police that others don't have to teach their children. So it's just rough on us and our children.
Yeah, it is. I mean, my son and I sat down and we watched the entire George Floyd video. You know, they were on his neck for over 8 minutes. And, you know, and people were watching and yelling and, you know, but this guy just kept his knee on his neck. We watched that video, and then we watched the Amy Cooper video. Did you watch it in its entirety? The last time we spoke, I didn't hear everything she was saying.
Yeah, I did. Her video, that I kind of forgot about it because, you know, the severity of this and what has taken place with all the protests, and I forgot all about her and the dog. And but yeah, she was just
it wasn't worse than a death, but the fact that she knew her power and was threatening this mild-mannered man, like, if I call the police, it's going to be bad for you, even though he did nothing wrong, meaning he could be another George Floyd. So to me, they go together because she knew her power as a white woman to call the police and get this man in danger.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And, you know, it wasn't like, I'm going to call my dog, you made me mad. No. And she called the police acting as if he was violating her when she was the one breaking the rules.
Listen, as a black man, I don't think I would ever call the police for any reason. I don't think the police will never be in my best interest. I will never call the cops if something goes wrong, because when they get there, I always feel like you're the suspect no matter what. Like, even their line of questioning is always accusatory. So I can never do it. I can never call the police for anything. So I understand.
I get it, but it really concerned me because we were talking about the Karens and how angry they were and how they were bothering people. But no, this woman actually was yelling that he was threatening her life and yelling. And it could have went really, really bad, you know, and keep in mind, this man was very mild-mannered. I don't think I would have been with her.
Listen, and that man, I think they said he was like either a Harvard or Yale graduate. He was an avid bird watcher. Like, mm-hmm. He's a grown 50-something-year-old man wearing a bike helmet. So, you know, he's mm-hmm. not a threat. This is one of those cases where he's not a thug. He didn't have pants sagging or anything like that. But anytime it's a black male, anytime it's an African-American male, they can use that, tell that to the authorities, and have the authorities do their damage for them.
Absolutely. And it's horrible because guess what? My taxes are just as much as their tax. Like, I pay taxes too, mm-hmm. you know? So what makes it different? Why is my life or my son's life not worth as much as their life?
That's where I think all of this animosity is from. This isn't from, no disrespect to George Floyd at all, but this is just decades and decades of anger that we have experienced. This isn't new. The only difference now is that everyone has a camera on them. So you're going to see it on social media. You're going to see it on television. These type of things have happened for years. We have dealt with this for years. But now it's going to be in everyone's face because there are cameras everywhere.
Absolutely. And it's horrible because, you know, when I tweeted the Spike Lee video of, you know, Do the Right Thing.
Yeah.
When, you know, Radio Raheem got murdered. That was in 1989. I was 10. And the same thing is happening today. The same thing.
When I saw the clip that you posted, man, that hit home. That scene really, really, really hit home. And it was like, it was hard to look at because of Mr. Floyd's passing of how it happened. So we've been going through this for so long. And I feel the frustrations of our people for having to deal with this for so long. It's just enough is enough.
Absolutely. But now they are rioting. And what people aren't looking at is when Colin Kaepernick was just having a knee, it was an issue. It's an issue. So now it has moved to another level. They totally disregarded what he was doing and said he was disrespectful. And now it's to another level. What do they want?
Nothing that we do will ever be right. Any kind mm-hmm. of protest that we do, because then they'll look at us and say, we're ungrateful. We should go back where we come from. If we don't like it here, go back to our home. Well, This is our home. We built this country. This country was built on our back.
Absolutely.
And then we got to go home. Shouldn't they have to go home too? Like, this isn't their home either. Absolutely. They're from Europe.
Absolutely.
So why do they get to tell us? We don't get to tell them the same thing? If they don't like it, they could go home.
No, right. But that's not what they think of. They look at it like we are the, you know, predator, and we're not. We are just trying to have a basic way of life. Not even basic. We deserve the American dream too. And my son should not have to be fearful of just existing. That shouldn't be an issue of being a Black man, of saying, Mom, how can I prevent them from killing me? The guy's hands were handcuffed. He wasn't fighting.
He never fought. The whole video, he never resisted arrest. Now, he was more surprised by anything because he didn't know what he did or what they accused him of. So it's just, and again, it's the police. Okay, if this one cop was the bad cop and it's three other cops there and he's on this man for that long, it doesn't make any of the other three doesn't say like, hey, maybe he should like help him or get off of him or anything. Like, right. You're just as guilty as he is.
Absolutely.
For standing there and watching and listening. And the audio of that is some of the worst audio you will ever hear. That man begging for his mother. Like,
right. And they don't care. They don't care. And had it not been video, and that's the thing, it was nothing, just like what Rodney King did. You're not, when Rodney King, when that happened, those guys who beat him and did all that, they went back to work. Mm-hmm. Nothing ever happened. It was not until that video happened that they got upset, you know, that they had to do something, and they still got off
there,
you know.
There's no such thing as a bad cop in this world. Like, there's bad everything else in this world. Any other profession, you can have a bad one. You can have a bad doctor. You can have a bad tattoo artist. Bad anything except for a cop. Because if there was a bad cops, those other three cops would have said, nah, bro, you're doing too much. He's handcuffed. Let's get him. But instead, they all complicit. And that's what cops tend to do all the time. They never have anything to say. They never want to call out their fellow police officers. Why? Because cops can do no wrong. Like, that's the part that frustrates us so much. Like, if you're a police officer in his precinct or whatever, you should be the first one saying, nah, man, we don't work like that. We don't, because the level of distrust that you're planting is going to last far longer than 10, 20 years, because we're never going to be on a place where we're going to call the police or feel like we could talk to them or they're our allies or they're there to protect and serve us. Never. It's just not the case because of things like this.
Absolutely. But what gets me also is his girlfriend, Mr. Floyd's girlfriend. He wouldn't want this. He wouldn't want this. You know, just go home, be peaceful, do nothing. She is not Black. And she's saying it's okay, it's bad, but go home, don't do anything. He would not want this. I'm tired. Now, I understand that everybody can have whatever they want, but I'm going to be honest that Black women are sticking by our Black men, and we are fighting for our Black men. And it's not trying to be pushed under the rug. It's not like, oh, it's going to be. No, it's not okay. And I'm not going to tell you if something were to happen to my son that it would be a peaceful protest. It would not be. If my son dies at the hand of violence, I probably will die at the hand of violence. I cannot promise you that I can tell you, I will not say, can we all get along? I cannot, because I'm tired of it. How has that helped us? How has it changed any situation, Kyle?
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how we protest peacefully, sit-ins, marches. We still won't have the same results that we're looking for.
Exactly. And what makes me mad is, now, clearly, we all have something in our background with different heritage and all of that. But what I'm saying is, when I see somebody tweet, oh, that's why we don't want a Black woman. We don't want this. We don't want that. We are the ones who are there with you. We are there supporting you. You will not see a tweet. You do not see a post of Black women bashing Black men. Everybody's saying, we love you. We got you. We support you. And what I'm asking is that they give us the same respect, because there are others. Sandra Bland, this is not the first occurrence. It's not the 10th. It's not the 100th. But we have to come together as a people and stop being so divisive and basically get something done, because we have the money. We're doing everything, but they're not listening to us. We have to make them listen to us. I had one of my, I'm not going to call him a bestie. He is a follower now. He is a blocked follower, who said to me, oh, I don't really think it's because of race. I have Black friends. And, you know, maybe they felt threatened. Ugh. Right. And I'm like, what? Are you kidding? I saw another one of my no longer besties comment on a police beating a Black woman during protest, saying she deserved it.
Wow.
Right. Right.
Yeah, he got to be kicked out the family.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because at the end of the day, no one knows how it feels to be Black unless you're Black. And I promise you, and I posted this to a response to somebody who was being ignorant, that at 19, I am driving my father's Mercedes down Highway 85 in Atlanta, Georgia. I got pulled over. I was not speeding. I was not. It was the middle of the day. The cop said that my father's car looked like a drug dealer's car, and that I looked suspicious. I said, what? And I was like, you have no grounds. Why did you pull me over? He said he could do whatever he wanted.
Yeah.
Whatever he wanted. And I had to deal with it. As a Black woman, just because I was driving a Mercedes. That's not fair. It's not right. And so you best believe we went. We complained. I got his badge number. I did all of that. And it still did nothing. It still did nothing. And guess what? I don't sell drugs, nor does my father. There are Black people who have money. And I should not be assumed to be into a illegal activity just because I drive a nicer vehicle. That's profiling. But it's okay. Just like, you know, they say stop and frisk is okay. How?
Ooh.
How is that okay? If you just being you, you are in the healthcare field. However, you who help people all day long can't go down to a street and just because you're 6'5" an African-American, they feel the need that you are a threat. Of course you're a threat. 6'5"? But that does not mean you're going to do something to someone. You're just living your life. How is that fair?
Listen, Nicole, people judge you so much, especially me in my case, based off appearance alone. Then once they find out what you do for a living, then it's like they're more accepting of you. And even like a couple of my friends are police officers, a couple of them are firefighters. But if you look at us, we just look like a bunch of Black men. Beards, you know, we regular looking guys. But when you see how scary people are when they see us in a group, it's like we have to tell them what we are so that they can be less afraid. Like you're getting on a plane and they see us and we're sitting with them. And it's like, it's cool. He's cop. He's a firefighter. I'm a nurse. We're cool. Oh, thank God. Thank God. I didn't know what you guys were for a second. Like, we're just Black, man. That's what it is. We're still Black. We're still Black. It's not going to wipe off. We're still Black. So it's just rough, man. They're going to always judge us because they're afraid. And I think we're more afraid of them than they are of us, because I never wanted to be in the white spaces by myself. Like my number one fear is walking in some. I'm looking for the other Black person when I go in a room, like just to give them the head. Now, like, hey, we cool? We good? Okay, all right. Because if there's no other Black person in there, man, I can't be there. I gotta go. I gotta, because it's not for me and it's not for us, because we're just as afraid of them, because really we just want to be left alone. Like, you don't have to judge us. You could just leave us alone and we'll be fine. And you won't, it'll be so much easier.
It is, but I mean, let's be honest. I'm used to being the only chocolate chip in the cookie.
that was an analogy.
I am. I'm used to that. And guess what I get? Why are your eyes green? Or why do Black people do XYZ? Like, I'm the spokesperson for Black people. You know you've
done because that. I'm of light skin complexion.
I'm saying about being a representative of the Black race by the white person who just wants to know why XYZ did this. Why do they play their music so loud? Or why are their pants low? I don't understand it.
I remember, right? So I'm going into the nurses' lounge. There's a bunch of other nurses. They're sitting around. I walk in. So they're like, Kyle, they have someone made monkey bread. Would you like some? I said, they made what? And it was like, monkey bread. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And they were like, oh no, it's like
it's not racist.
It's like a dessert or something. I'm like,
yes.
I want no fucking monkey bread. Really? Like, what the fuck? And look,
it's delicious.
I've never even heard of it. Like, and look, the lady from HR comes running around the corner. She's like, oh, Kyle, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. You should ask these motherfuckers who offering me monkey bread. Like, you don't think there's anything wrong with that?
No, because it's really a monkey bread. I think I've posted it. It's delicious. It's not racial at all. I've never had
it to this day. I didn't even see it. Like, I just heard.
I'm going to make sure to post that. Bestie, send me monkey bread.
Don't
Bestie,
send me monkey bread. I'm cool.
So I can, not Kyle, send me monkey bread so I can post it. For Kyle, it was not racist. It's actually a delicious baked good.
You should have seen everyone's eyes when I said it. They all turned around and their eyes were huge. They were like,
oh my God.
Oh, I'm like,
that's hilarious.
So
that is probably one of the funniest stories I've heard from you. That's pretty funny. So no, but with us and the podcast, we take this very seriously, and we are both two African Americans and we love our race, and we would have been neglectful if we had not brought it up. And we know everything is so heavy. I pepper my timeline with stuff, but I don't, you know, go full force. I make sure the food is there. But I mean, I had one guy DM me that said he slept with Black women. So therefore he should not be racist. He cannot be deemed as racist. Just because you sleep with us, does not mean you like us or you are there for our best interest. What did slave masters do? Come on. Wow. Stop it.
That was an ignorant statement there.
But that's the thing. They think that.
All right. Let me ask you this. How do you feel about how your Atlanta celebrities have spoken in this wild time that we're going through?
I don't believe Atlanta's Wakanda. I do not, and I don't understand why they would even have this man on the platform. I mean, I like Keisha, and Keisha's speech was eloquent, but they could have left him. And I was very, you know, and I Killer Mike, I understood, you know,
it was.
But the cursing and all of that, and I get that he's mad, and I understand that Donald Trump is a dumbass. But people, we need to put our best faces forward. And I really don't think celebrities need to be the ones that speak for us. I think people who are actually, who know everything that's going on, like I said, no knock against Killer Mike, because he's doing the activism and all of that. But I would have been just happy with the mayor. I'm just being honest with you. I don't see the need for all of that. You know, because people judge us by that. You know that, like, if they see one black person, now they're going to think everybody's going to start coming to Atlanta thinking
now,
it's a comic.
Now, Keisha's speech was very passionate, and it was very, I think everything that needed to be said was said. I didn't think that you needed, but it's correct. It's really telling to me, like, our celebrities that have spoken it seemed like every single one of them have spoken horribly. So it's either
correct
they don't speak, or they say the worst things. So this is a lesson. Hey, man, it costs you nothing to shut up. It costs you nothing to shut up. Like, sometimes less is more, because if you're going to say something that is going to be detrimental to your people, just sit this one out. Say, I'm just not informed enough to give an opinion. I'm just not smart enough, dog. And I think I'd be more understanding of that than to say stupid things. Like, it baffles me. Like, you don't have a handler around that's going to check those tweets before you send it out?
No, they don't care. But I understood her method. I didn't agree with it. She felt like if T.I. or Killer Mike said stop, they would stop. They didn't. You know, there are Birkin bags out there in Atlanta. Hey, if y'all hear that, you can call. No, I'm playing. But, like, it is, I mean, they are looting the malls. But, again, we also have a president that says when they loot, shoot. So we got a dummy in the White House. So we can judge Killer Mike and T.I., but I'm just going to let you know. We got a thug in the White House.
And listen, man, president. He's just looking for any excuse to send the military, the National Guard, all of those type of people to do worse, to do more damage. So when you see these pictures of these white people that are breaking in the windows and setting fires, listen, the protests for the most part are nice and non-confrontational. It's after a while that other stuff starts to happen. So don't put that on the protests. I hate that. That looting stuff, nah.
I'm not for it. I'm not for it, but like I posted, that's the symptom. The disease is what they're doing to us. If they stop doing this to us, the symptoms would go away. And they have yet, it's like cancer. If, you know, cancer kills. So killing us is the cancer, but the hair falling out, the losing of weight, those are the symptoms. So if we cure the cancer, those will go away. So I understand that everybody's like, why are they looting? Why are they doing this? And let me see, who's the comedian that had to say he was sorry? Because he said there was some nice white folks. Who
he from Atlanta too, right?
He needs to sit down, because this is my thing, okay? They're protected. We need to protect ourselves. They're good. Karen's good over there, okay? The cop is good over there. I'm not good. Look out for me. Who's looking out for us? If you're too busy telling us that there are good white people, why aren't you on there saying there are good black people? You don't understand why this man had to die. And now I saw the apology video, which was pathetic. I'm not into that.
I think I'm a little bit different. Like, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt because of youth. Because give of youth. Now, he's not 40 or something. I think he's in his early 20s. If you're in your early 20s and young people make mistakes in life, like, that is a given. You just hope the mistakes.
Where's his handler? You say it?
You just hope the mistakes are minimal. Like, hopefully he learned a valuable lesson from this and he can be better going forward and not be so quick to post, like not be so quick to tweet or say dumb things. Because if you're young and you don't know, look to people who do. Look to older people who've been around, who lived through some stuff. Don't be so quick to run out there and say something stupid, because people are they're not going to be so easy to forgive, especially when it's something that's this important to them. This isn't regular. This is like been building for years and decades and hundreds of years. So you got to watch what you say, bro, or it's going to, especially someone like him, it's going to hurt you financially forever.
And that's
he did it to get his coins back. But people make mistakes. Yeah. So I don't want to.
Okay. But that's the thing. I think people should start paying for their mistakes. I think that man should have first degree murder versus three. I think we should start, basically, if you want to be stupid, pay for it. And then you won't do it again. Because who was the other guy? Dez Bryant? Remember? I'm tired of this because guess what? He has a nice life. He makes more than you and I put together. That's not the platform he needs to be on. I'm sorry. I posted this yesterday. You got to pick a side.
Again, Dez, he's a prime example of don't say anything, bro. Like, you better off not saying anything rather than saying what he said, which felt like a slap in the face to every black person telling us how great some white people are. That's absolutely fantastic. No one is saying that all white people are horrible. No one has ever said that I hate white people. But he went out of his way to tell us how much he loves them. That's fantastic. That's great. Not right now.
You think his girlfriend did it? Does he have a white girlfriend? Did she tweet it? I'm just saying. I'm just like, I don't understand how that he came up with that logic.
There was no logic in bed together ever in that, and she said, tweet. Hey, babe. There was none.
She could have been like, hey, babe. My dad's a cop.
All right, but see, look, but Dez doubled down. Dez was his next tweets and further tweets down the line were saying he was trying to explain and stick with his same viewpoint. At least the young boy was right. Apologetic. Even if it was for money, at least he came out and said, hey, I read those tweets. I see how angry y'all are, and I am sorry. And I respect that because I too have made mistakes. So I respect when a man says, you know what? I'm not perfect. I'm sorry. I didn't know how much hurt I caused. But when I read those tweets, I sure did find out quickly how much hurt I caused. And that's why I respected him for it. Instead of him, right.
I can respect him. But let the white people go ahead and watch his videos and do all of that. And we're going to go support the other guy, Ha Ha, because Ha Ha got some sense.
Listen, Ha Ha learned from Desi. You know the rest of those internet, comedians learned from Desi. They was like, I know what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to do that because he just hurt his brand. He just killed his brand because we are his consumer. And if you piss off his consumer,
absolutely.
See, like Dez Bryant plays football. His money comes from over there. We don't have any control over that, but we have all the control over Desi's money. So.
And I'm not helping him. Nah. Listen, if you love the cheating vegan, we're not helping him. Okay? Kyle will throw him the bone, but I will not. You all go to Ha Ha.
Listen, I just got my cheating vegan raise. I just started getting this cheating vegan money. I ain't so quick to throw it bones to people. Let me enjoy it first before I start spreading these bones around.
I'm just saying. You want to be Captain Save-A-Hulk. I'm not. But that's okay. We have hit the top of the hill. Now it's time to be smooth sailing. We have spoken for over 30 minutes on a not good topic, and I'm sorry, y'all. So, yes. Kyle, I got drunk and tweeted last
those
night.
Those two things a make lot. For great entertainment. Great.
A plethora of tweets that I regretted.
Okay, do you owe anyone morning. Sex from these tweets?
No, God. No. Thank God.
You,
no.
You didn't God. Really. You thank didn't God. Really drunk tweet, thank- did you?
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did. See, you were probably sleeping with someone. I was
not sleeping with anyone. No, I was not. And
okay, well, whoever Kyle's boo is who DM'd me. Okay, baby. He's good. He's good. Apparently y'all were together last night. So, but he was not with me. No, tweeted out, if you all break up, take her skillet.
If who breaks up?
Like, if you break up with, if you and your girlfriend break up, take her skillet. And I took offense to that. So you know what Nicole did? I tweeted. Comment retweet thing? I said, if you break up, date his daddy. Right? I did it. Date his daddy. And they're like, oh, you wrong. And I was like, nah, daddy know better. I'm be a stepmama. I'm just reckless stuff. And then the guy was like, skillet taken. And I said, daddy slept with. Something like that. Daddy done. Something like that. Ooh. Just reckless. Not only that.
Uh-oh.
Something else happened. So, it was a tweet out where it said, would you rather give up beer, marijuana,
okay,
food, tacos, or sex? And I put penis. Definitely penis. That can go. That, it was the one thing that could go.
Do you, all right. And do you smoke?
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the options. Weed? Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Do you? The question is, do you smoke?
Regularly? No, but I'd rather have that than penis regularly.
So you would rather smoke than have sex? You would rather drink than have sex?
Yes, I would. Because, and that's what someone brought up to me, because they put up the A word. Are you asexual? And I said, yes. And then they said, do you not like dick? Ooh. And I said, I don't like what's attached to the dick. So, no. Then they asked me, did I want a soft stud? No. I want no soft stud.
Oh, God. I'm not.
So, no. I rather have tacos. I'd rather drink my beer, smoke a blunt, and then eat some tacos. That sounds like a good time to me. Then go on and hang out with Kenny.
Don't be all stereotypical. Don't be all stereotypical right now. Don't even do that.
Well, I was proud of it. That was the second thing. And so now I've got to admit more.
So, this is a buildup. This is getting better. Okay.
Yeah. So one of my besties had posted that how much does a man whore go for? $40? And I told her that I would give her $5 for my man hoes.
You would do what? You would
give her $5 for one of my man hoes. And basically I portrayed myself as a pimp of man whores.
So you have a flock of men just on standby to pimp out? Oh.
Yes. So when they got on the tweet to voice their concerns, I told them to go make my money. Yes, I did. I told them to make my money. I told them that they were whores, that they belong to the streets.
I
too have been told
I belong to the streets, and that is in no way, shape, or form correct. So
it is the truth. Kyle, I have never done any streets
hoe like things around you.
Let's roll that beam footage. I'm gonna pull out the recordings. Kyle, how many women have you been with? What's your body count?
I have no idea. I
you're a man whore.
I'm more about memories and relationships and moments. I'm not about memories? Counting and keeping track like a. That sounds
really. Do you remember? Do you remember the girl at your child's school that you checked in and she was all happy because you had given her the D and you didn't even know her name? You didn't even remember giving her the D. So listen, what do you mean memories?
Listen, you remember everyone you had sex with? Mm. Wow.
I do. And they remember me. It was the best they ever had.
Listen, I don't even know why.
Mind blowing.
Women say stuff like that. And like, as a man, you're like, no.
What, vagina? Mind blowing vagina? You don't believe in mind blowing? I was about to say, you just have
I would pick sex over alcohol, weed, or fucking tacos any day. So I obviously have had great sex in my life. You would rather drink a fucking Coors Light than have sex? Something is wrong. Miller, right.
Miller, baby.
You'd rather drink a Miller.
It's not something wrong with me because, again, the thing attached to the penis is a pain in the neck.
Better men.
Pain in the neck. Nobody want to deal with y'all. I got the best. Y'all are annoying. Y'all are annoying. Y'all always want to do something. First, y'all want to chase a woman, want the woman. Then you get the woman. Then you get complacent. I want to do nothing. Y'all don't fix yourselves up. Y'all don't get your hair cut. You don't trim down there. Just be bushes. Nobody got time.
Manscaping?
I mean, honestly, do you know?
You don't need to know that information.
Why? There are many women that slept with you. Hopefully, you've gotten all of them to listen to the podcast. Listen, y'all, if Kyle had every woman he slept with to listen to the podcast, we would be like,
would
Joe
I get a
Biden
raise?
Podcast.
Would I get another raise so if in. All of them tune in?
You would get another raise. You would definitely
get another raise
if you get all of them.
Let me go through this phone.
Yes, go through that phone. Go through that. And that's the thing. The phone. They don't let me. Okay, so can your girlfriend go through your phone? Can y'all have passwords?
All right, let me explain something to you when it comes to privacy, right? If I ever feel in my relationship that I would have to go through her phone, then that's not the relationship for me. There's nothing in her phone ever for me. If you were my girl and we're sitting on the couch and your phone ring, I'm not even going to look at it because I know it ain't for me. So if you get... Yeah, when you get mail to the house,
really?
No, it ain't for me. I'm never going to open a letter. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to go through a pocket. I'm never going to use what women say. I had some intuition. I had a feeling. No, you didn't. Mm-hmm. You're looking. No. No, because
you were cheating. Because you were cheating. Because you were cheating. Why?
Why
if you
look
have
at
nothing
it?
In there, why can't
look
I
at
look
it?
At it?
If you don't trust me, why would you be
because
with
I
me?
Want to.
I am not.
You're a man whore. Maybe you have some. Maybe you have some good D, and so maybe she decided to keep your whole ass because you had good D, and she wanted to have that good D unlocked. Sometimes you have to commit to a man to make sure you get a. You
that sounds like justification
to
me. That sounds like some weak excuses to me.
Well, and then so she should. Well, I don't know why you would wipe you, Dan. I'm just saying because clearly,
how
clearly you belong to the streets. You don't need that
in my life.
How many women have you slept with?
No, God,
you,
no.
Yeah, do you know? It's like a DMX song, right? Diane, Keisha. Like, you don't know?
Come on, anyone that's what? Our age. What? Anyone that's our age, right? All right, so Nicole, you're
yeah
attractive. No, I mean, you're attractive, I guess. I'm you 41. Look all right. You're easy on the oh. eyes, you know.
I guess?
I guess
I'm attractive?
I've seen one... full body you picture guess? Of you. I didn't even know you had legs till like 2 days ago. I just thought you was head. Right. I
FaceTimed you. By the way, ladies, don't ever FaceTime him. He's a dick on FaceTime. But I FaceTimed you.
We so had you one saw me. FaceTime conversation in our whole life. What I'm saying is
correct.
I haven't all right. So correct. You was you've been attractive correct. Your whole life. So you've been
absolutely
this beautiful. Sexy, gorgeous woman since you was 18. You're 41. That's 23 years. In 23 mm-hmm. years, 23 mm-hmm. times 365, mm-hmm. that's a lot of days. That's a lot of days.
Yeah, listen, but not a lot of dick. Come on, man.
So please, for me,
I'm just saying.
23 times 365, I've been a lot of places. I've been... No, because I like to travel. So being as though I like to travel... I've been
to
a lot of states. I've been to a lot of countries, and I'm a charming fellow. That's what I can say. So, mm-hmm. damn right. Uh-huh.
Like, really?
Yeah, I am.
Really?
So you can't fault me for...
Fault you for what? For putting your penis in multiple vaginas that you don't even know? You may have kids. You may have about 10 kids. Probably more. You may be future.
No.
Are you future?
No. Listen, future? Man, my mom listens to this. Why do you keep trying?
She knows what she made. You and I discussed
yeah,
this. She knows
definitely,
the man she
my
made.
My mom definitely knows who I am. But saying. Anything that I say is going to make it sound like I'm conceited or I'm a typical
conceited? No,
joker.
No, it doesn't
you know.
Make you look good at all. Clearly, you're not even right. You're like Chris Brown. Just running through him. You be beating it up, but I guess he's
Nicole, did you see that someone
so
called
much,
me a Twitter honey the other day? I almost deleted my account. I said, what the hell?
I'm not gonna see that. You know, well, I got
someone.
Muted.
Someone said that I was a Twitter honey the other day, and I was like, oh, what? I was
a Twitter honey.
I didn't.
What's the Twitter research?
I don't know because it's Twitter not me. I'm almost angelic on the timeline. I try to stay. Yes, I posted angelic. One ass. I posted one ass that was fully clothed, angelic. And you will never.
Who wanted to be tied up?
You will never let that ride. It was
true.
You.
I will not.
I've noticed, right, with your tweets.
I will not.
You're becoming a little bit spicier by the day. Like 2 weeks ago, no one
knew. What
do
you mean?
Any of these things about you today? Yesterday, you were talking about $40 penis and all the hoes you have across this country, but I'm the toxic one. Wow.
Mm-hmm. No, no. For the record, I don't have to pay for D. I don't know why she had to pay for D. You can get D for free. Okay. You can, penis is everywhere. So she put that out there. She solicited that. That is on her. Now, that ain't for me. Now, I was just saying my holes, I would let one of my holes go ahead and tap that. And I just want a finder's fee. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying. You need to get on my team.
You went from
clearly you got
asparagus
experience.
Only, and now you out here pimping holes on the timeline, and I'm the toxic one. I just want you to know, I said my evening prayers, and I was in bed while all this was going on by myself. While you were out pimping these holes,
you're never by yourself.
I was in bed. I was in bed sleeping like a baby. Yeah.
I never said I wasn't toxic. I'm extremely toxic. I know that. I told you, we did a scale of 1 to 10. Kyle is a 7, and I'm a 15. We're good on that.
I have none of those qualifications.
You're the worst kind. You're the worst kind. You're the guy that's like, the girl's like, oh, he's such a nice guy. And, oh, my God, he's amazing. Oh, he's okay in bed. Let's keep him around. And then you don't call her. And then you forget her name. And then when you're checking your child out for the dentist, you don't know the bitch. that's what kind of toxic you are. My kind of toxic is I let these men know what I expect and what I want. And I keep it moving. But right now, I'm not living that life anymore. I have given my life to Jesus. And I'm not doing anything with anybody. But the point of the matter is that I kept it real. See, that's how it goes. You sneak. You're a sleeper. Okay, the girl thinks she's found the one. The girl's sitting up there writing Marcy and Kyle, knowing that Kyle is probably sleeping with best
friends. There are certain
lines
that you don't cross. I don't sleep with best friends or relatives or.
How would you
know? I don't remember
their
names. I knew them at one point, I guess. But I'm not totally sure about that either. I mean, listen.
Okay, Twitter, honey. Twitter, honey. Twitter bae. How many Twitter wives do you have?
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So on Twitter, everybody has these people that they deem their boo, like, on Twitter. Like, it's a group. I have a couple.
Shout out, bro. Reggie and Nikki, what's up, fam?
And Nikki.
How y'all?
Shout out, Nikki. Yeah, she's my wife. And so, yeah. So they say it, they're bae, and you know, that's who you deal with on Twitter. Because I'm telling you, like, if I text this guy, I'm not text, but tweet a guy or something like that, I'd be getting like emojis all over the place.
I'm a grown ass man, dog. If I'm really claiming somebody like that, I'm trying to fuck for real. So I ain't even gonna lie.
It's not a relationship.
I'm telling you the truth. See, that's the difference between me and you. You'll sit up here and ride this asexual thing out till you blew in the face. Not me, right? And I like and I'm
because I like it. I like.
I'm not being a
whore. You like being a whore. You like being a whore. You like. Okay, my thing is that if everybody gets the sample, what's so special about it? Like, my thing is, you're like the 31 flavors of Kyle. But, like, everybody, you know, like, you're the Disneyland of dick. Everybody's
reading
it.
This is
so
where you're going to fail, right? Because people are going to look and they're going to see this and they're going to look at this big picture and they're going to say, he's not nearly a bigger whore as she's painting him to be. And she's not nearly the angel that she's trying to make herself out to be. We know.
I'm not trying to make myself an angel. I'm not an angel. I just choose I just choose a life of celibacy. That was my decision.
You know how many celibate women I had sex with? That's okay. Fucking
I'm not saying. Well, there you go. Satan is busy.
You know how many women I had sex with that were going through shit and they were like, fuck all men. Ugh.
And you just.
That's all I'm saying is BS. It's.
How's it BS? If I choose, when I choose to sleep with somebody, that's when I choose to sleep with them. But right now, the shop is closed. I'm not against sex.
I have had sex once. That's good.
But my point is that I'm looking for something special. I'm looking for something real. I don't want a Kyle who runs through women and not the next day. You know? And that's cool. My thing is, Kyle, if you're giving it away like that, you might as well put a price on it. That's all I'm saying. I mean, you're bragging that you went ahead and messed up somebody's celibacy thing. And you're not even with these women. So these women went through something. That wasn't literal. And then, you said it. No, yes, it was. You said that you've had sex with celibate women. You've had sex with women who went through something. And guess what? They're not your girl. You're not dating them. So guess what they're probably doing? They're back celibate, back sad, and they had to go ahead and fuck you. I don't think that's right. So to me, instead of having to go through all that, I'd rather keep my legs closed.
If you ever it's in a okay. close presence and y'all have a couple Millers and she rip your clothes off and treat you like a piece of meat.
He's cool.
We all knew what she was about. All of this shit that she's claiming. No one's listening to this. No one thinks that you're Gidget the Nun. We fucking know.
Oh my God.
We know. We're all adults here. We're all 30, 40 somethings. We don't have to make excuses. We don't have to do any of that thing.
Oh my God.
This is the age.
Oh my God.
This is the age of sexual freedom. This is the age where on the internet. This is the be safe.
Uphold and age.
This is the yeah. Be safe. This is the age where people get frowned upon for looking down on sex workers and all of this type of things. Like, don't ask anyone their body count. Everyone's body count doesn't mean anything. So it doesn't matter if you had three partners
because you're whores.
Or if you had more than three partners.
If it you're doesn't matter.
We're all adults here. If you want to rip Reggie after a couple Miller Lights, then goddamn it, go rip him. Reggie, let Reggie rip.
I'm not doing that to Reggie.
That's going to be my hashtag for the rest of the night. Really? Let Reggie rip. I don't even know who the fuck Reggie is.
Let Reggie rip. No. I love Reggie. Reggie, if you're listening to this, I love you. And I plan
Reggie,
to see
rip,
you
Reggie,
soon. But no.
Rip, Reggie,
it's not,
rip,
it's
rip
not going
for
down like that.
All of us, homie.
It's not going
it
down like that. Because
Rayo. Just do it for me,
no,
bro.
No.
Appreciate it. And then come
no,
to the tail line
you.
And tell us
I,
how
no.
amazing
no, thank you.
It was.
I don't have to do
because
it won't happen. It won't happen because I know me and I know what I want. Let me tell you something. The most attractive man I have seen in a very long time offered me penis the other day. I get it offered all the time. And I declined it. I was like, no, thank you. So, I mean, and you men are really bold now. Like, I know a couple of doctors. One doctor was like, you know, you would be a really good mistress. I would give you a stipend.
Come on, now what man really would talk like that? That man has no respect for not only you, but for himself. Obviously, he's not Future.
Correct.
Future would obviously not say that because Future is still tricking these hoes into having sex. So,
well, he's married. He was married. That's what they do. And I don't care. Like I said, I'm good. My thing is, if it's just like you,
I didn't say that.
Sex makes you happy, not knowing. I mean, listen, ladies and gentlemen, Kyle sleeps with everybody, just like on Boomerang. If you've seen Boomerang and doing all this stuff, but he feels empty and cold inside. He's dead inside. He is waiting for you. The lady in my DM who is checking for Kyle. He is waiting for you to basically give his life purpose because he has run through all these women and he's never been married. So clearly something is, he clearly
what's Eddie Murphy's name?
That's
in
all
Boomerang.
I'm going to say.
Oh, Marcus. Now I'm Marcus,
darling. Oh, really? You sleeping with old ladies too? Martha Kitt? Not Martha Kitt. What's her name? Eartha Kitt?
I ripped Miss Parker from Friday. How about that? No, from the movie
like
Friday.
Ms. Parker, like Monique.
Hey, Ms. Parker.
How old would you date? Like, how old
the
would you
date? The oldest I would
like,
date now?
How old could she be? Yeah.
I mean, if you...
For all my listeners.
I think I could probably go, like, late 40s, maybe. Yeah.
Late 40s. So, ladies, if you would like you a tall teddy bear that's in yellow, call him. It'd just be $5. Just cash at me to $5 and I will give you full access.
I am not one of your... Reggie, she needs the D ASAP, bro.
Not Reggie's D. That's somebody's D. And Reggie is
whoever
like,
Reggie is,
Reggie.
Reggie's like, how the fuck did my name get mentioned 27 times in this? I don't even know. I don't
know,
even know who
right?
you are, bro. Like, no disrespect.
Blame Kyle. And that's and he is a listener. And thank you all for listening. That's awesome. We've gotten a lot of good positive responses. So thank you guys. Yeah, thank you.
Oh my
but
God.
Now, if you would like to get with Kyle, DM me and I'm gonna create an OnlyFans page for Kyle. And he will be just like Safari. Yeah. Like how much would it take though? Like for you to
What, to have sex with someone?
How much? Nah, that's not Safari did. He beat
he
off.
He really
on
has an OnlyFans account? No way.
Yes.
I thought he was
a
rapper or something. Whatever he does.
Yes. He is. But
no
that's,
way.
He has an OnlyFans page. And he's been making some money. You know, I think they even made a dildo of the size of his penis. So apparently he's, impressive. So he did it. Why can't you? My thing, since it's all free sex and everybody can screw, why don't you get paid for it? That's my thing. That's the marketer in me. Why not get paid for it?
Why? Why he can't be more
like
my man
Jason
Derulo?
Well, he's blown away too, apparently. Jason Derulo.
I still have not heard one. I still have not heard one song. I really have it.
Really?
Like,
I
really need to listen to, because now I feel like me and him are like homies now. I feel like we kind of, we crossed the bridge and now I know him. He probably listened to the podcast. We homies almost. You might see me in the TikTok video with this motherfucker. That's how cool I think we are.
No, we are not dealing with TikTok because they said they did no Black Lives Matter, wouldn't do the man, George Ford's Floyd's name.
No, I saw that their, they sent out a statement today saying they support, right. But I know nothing of TikTok except for the ones that you see posted on Twitter and my man Jason Derulo. But how do we always get to Jason Derulo? Listen, you should see like...
You brought his name up, you're a fan.
Who were my coworkers? I'm talking about people who actually
regular?
Know me. Like,
wow,
and they only want to talk about Jason Derulo whenever they see me. Like, hey, did you listen to the song yet? Like, no, fuck, I'm never gonna listen to one of his songs. Never. It's so now it has like this joke has like taken on its own life because everywhere I go now, people who listen to the podcast, they only want to talk about dude, and I'm like, I think I should just listen to a song so that when they ask me, I'll say, yeah, I've listened to all of his songs and man, that guy is great. But no, I'm not listening to that shit. I can't do it. No. No, it's just not
Why?
For me. It's just not. I don't even know how do we get to this guy's topic. Like, why people should just...
You brought it up and we could roll that back. But I do have this time we have a question for Kyle. Okay, Kyle. Why do men cheat on women when they know they're gonna hurt them? Oh, let him take it. Go ahead, Kyle.
Do men cheat on women when they know they're going to hurt them?
The girl, she's saying, why do men cheat on women, good women, knowing if the repercussions?
All right, first off,
why would you do
the
something to hurt the
for
girl
all black men.
By cheating?
So I just want to say, like, this, I can't speak for anyone
else.
She
said
black
men.
So I'm not the spokesman for all men, all black men, all tall men, nothing like that. But let me just say, like, sex sometimes, I think like people will make excuses for why they cheat. They'll say they're not getting something at home. They're not getting attention. They wasn't getting affection, whatever it is. But cheating is a conscious decision. So obviously if someone cheats, they made that decision and they didn't care about the repercussions or the other person's feelings in that instance. I'm sorry to tell you that, baby. So hopefully y'all can get past that. And it was a mistake. He might have slipped up and fell in something, but he'll never do it again. And it's over. So thank you. There it is.
No, Kyle just DM'd me and he said that
I did not.
Was trash, and that is why he did it. Your vagina is perfect. I'm just joking, lady.
Oh, well.
I'm not going to put her name out there.
All right.
But it is cool that it was a question for Kyle.
A question about you. So one of Twitter people DM'd me and they were asking me stuff like, did I actually know you in real life? And I was like, no. So they were asking me like, well, how well did I know you? And I was like, oh yeah, we speak goddamn 10 times a day, work related, but we speak quite often.
Yeah.
Like I talk to her more than more than my kids, my mama, anybody. So dude was asking me like, if he was to approach you, like, which way would he go?
What?
So I was like, hey, bro.
He would go home.
She is playing this asexual shit to the tens. So whatever you do, just be yourself. Don't go in trying to actually get it. You might want to just play the friend card. Because this little charade that she's doing is probably going to last for maybe a couple months. But after that, you haven't had sex in two years?
It's been 2 years. I mean, God, how is this a charade? Yeah, the last time I had sex was July
29th, 2018. Dog.
Why
do you know the date?
Because it was when I left him. I slept with him and left him for good. I made sure to get one last one in because I knew what I was doing. And, you know, I let him go and changed my number and blocked his email, blocked his mama. Wow. So I knew it was a goodbye. That's why. When I leave you, I leave you. I'm telling you, I'm not one of those people. One more time. No. When I'm done, I'm done. I really do change my phone. I don't block. I change it. You won't get to me. Because once you block a man or you change your number, then they want to email
things,
you. Nope, I'm blocking
things
your
I have
email
never
too.
Done.
And I'm blocking
I
your
have
mommy.
Never emailed
and
a
kids.
Woman. I might be blocked by a few women, but I don't even realize it. I've never been in a breakup that was so bad where a woman was like, I'm blocking you and changing my number and moving. And I've never been in any kind of situation. And for me, like, I'm one of those people. Oh, it's over. Okay, cool. Good luck. I have no hard feelings. I wish you all the best. I'm not no goddamn stalker. Like, how the fuck, when you email them, what do you CC? Like, would you write something in the subject, Mark?
Oh, I've had plenty prior. I mean, I'm not going to read them
in
out,
an email?
But it's like, I miss you. I'm sorry. You know, absolutely. I've got, and ladies, please DM that to Kyle that you have been, that if a man has emailed you, and I'm sure plenty of women have received emails
blocking
a man.
I'm not like these other men. I'm not begging for titties on the timeline. I'm not saying it's Wagon Wednesday. I'm not doing any of those things. You know why? Because I've had sex routinely and I just don't get the whole fascination. I'm not emailing anyone. I'm not sliding in people's DMs and begging for a conversation. I'm not doing any. These men that are doing that, God in heaven, please block all of them because they are the creeps. They need help for real.
Well, I mean, maybe they fucked up and they really are trying to reach out to the lady and she's a really good person. I'm going to be optimistic about that one. My thing is, you know, people love people. Maybe you just have never really loved someone. Because if you love somebody, you don't fight for that person. Sorry, Kyle. If you love someone, you're going to try your best. I'm not saying that you're going to hurt them or do anything else, but if you mess up severely, which sounds like you have, and you really love them, you would try to reach out to them in some form of way. That's all I'm saying. I mean, that's real love. If you really are sorry, genuinely sorry, but that's the thing with ladies. I tell ladies this all the time. You got to draw a line in the sand and have boundaries. Jesus. If a man cheats on you, most likely he's going to cheat again. But they are. That's why, ladies, do what I do. If a man cheats on you, Jesus. Go out, give their phone number to every man you know. Yes, and tell them you enjoy dick pics. So please, ladies, do that. Why Jesus? But like, yo, though, I don't believe that. I don't believe some dude hit you up, because why wouldn't he just DM me? So that to me, okay. Sir, if this is actually a true story, which I doubt.
Who, the guy?
If this is a true story, you're a pussy. Yes, I think you're not my owner, you ain't my daddy. You have no say. Ew, no, right. I'm the homie. Kyle calls me the homie. Kyle and I really don't even like each other. So don't even go there,
you
y'all.
Say that. I don't say that. That is you.
But no, it's so... No. So ladies, please continue to give this man your vagina. You've been giving it to him. So, you know, continue. You know, apparently he's screening people. Do you test
them for
COVID
before they can get him out? I don't have any guests because of social distancing. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You don't test them.
Do you
like,
bring test kits
test
from
them
the
so
job?
They can
no.
come into the house? That's what I'm saying. You can. Well, I mean, I could. So that's all I'm saying is that, you know, with that being said, and also, you guys, I'm super sorry because I tweeted out, should I drink
did
before
you?
The podcast? And you
what
all
did
said
you drink?
Yes. And, yeah, I did. Oh. And, gin
what
and
kind of gin?
I have a gin and tonic right beside me. And I don't think this. I drink Hendrix. Oh. I drink Hendrix and diet tonic. Yeah. So, you know, I blame you guys if I'm a little off course and not uneven, because you told me to. Because apparently they loved Drunk Nicole last night. Drunk Nicole. They were like, "We've never seen that side." And I was like, "Oh, that's bad." I mean, I deleted a lot of tweets. Like, my chances
you deleted
well, you know
tweets?
What? I can't be president because look at what Trump has put. But
goodness gracious. I've
absolutely
never.
Absolutely a plethora of tweets. I told men they belong to the streets. I told them they need to come work for me. I told him to go make me my money.
I've never deleted a tweet or nothing. Like,
Well, apparently you've never emailed a girl either. I mean, come on now. So you're just
because I'm not a stalker.
The epitome of cool ladies. Kyle's just
it doesn't
cool. Stalker. I don't think that makes you a stalker. An email will not call stalkerish. I don't think if you can't reach the lady by phone and you messed up, if you did something to her and she deleted, you know, she blocked you, you probably want to say what you have to say. It would be stalker if you came to a house banging stuff down, but at
she
least trying to make
a conscious effort
to be
phone
like,
number.
Look, I'm
you
really
made a
sorry
conscious
for what
effort
I did.
To subvent that and go around it and to. Email. I don't even know anyone's email address. So I don't even know people's.
I don't even know people's birthdays.
I don't know what people's astrology signs.
What? Oh my, ladies, why do you sleep with this man? You don't know your birthday. You don't know your email address. He just knows. He just knows.
No one believes you. No one.
Like, how is this? How do you get to do this? But you just said it. You just look.
I have no social life. I don't
care what
good
for your social
life.
Because she's gonna be like,
"We're not dealing
wow.
with you. That's fine."
Because you won't even get her email address. Like you don't know her email. Her
these
birthday?
Women.
You're saying you don't
these
know
women.
Any of these
women. What are these
email,
women?
Their,
I said any woman that I've ever dealt with.
You said it. You don't know. So, I mean, but you...
Nah,
because
you have a super phone. Your super phone keeps
ladies,
track of all
that.
And 2 weeks before their birthday, you get a text. Hey, don't forget, her birthday's coming up. There you go. Boom.
Look, all right. listeners are whoever's like, this is why a person like me stays celibate.
Like,
a person like
She's lying.
It's plenty of Kyles in the streets. There are plenty of men like Kyle in the streets, and they are a danger to you. They're a danger to your heart. They're a danger to your vagina. Like, y'all. And you know, and Kyle will go out and get more because I don't understand it, but that's why you can't do that. To me, my body is a temple. I don't let everybody in, and I just do that. But if you all want to have sex, so trust me, I see all the stuff that you all post so clearly.
Reggie.
Clearly.
Do what you do.
There is a lot
Do what you do,
on.
Bro. Do what you do.
Hey, Reggie. Hey, Boo. Hey, me and Reggie gonna go to Destin. I told us he gonna take me to Destin.
He's y'all gonna be the only two black people there. So go ahead, Reggie. You go.
Hopefully he lets me. No, not now. I mean, I love Destin. I wish I could have. I wish I knew my besties enough that we could get the house in Destin and just hang out in Destin and cook food and drink liquor. Because
how do you,
that's like
how
my
are you
favorite type
vet?
Of vacation
how,
to,
how
you know, rent a house
vet?
On the beach and just. I can't. I'm not going to do it. I'm not doing it. I can't vet. What will happen is during a best friend trip, and ladies,
oh my God.
Be careful of Kyle. Beware of Kyle. On our Miami trip, which is supposed to be in October, October 9th through the 12th, we are all going to Miami, staying at the Fontainebleau. And
oh, that's the
know,
vetting.
I mean,
that's the vetting process.
Then
there.
I'll get
okay.
to know them better.
Okay,
then,
that works.
You know,
that makes sense.
Proceed. Yeah, to do that. Yeah, and then we can really get to know each other better. And I'm really gonna try to get to know my besties that are in Atlanta. Oh. Like Reggie is in Atlanta, you know, and they're
about to get that thing soon.
Yeah. So, but it's just a friend. Oh my God, he is just a friend. Like,
Man, this is a tricky subject
can
here.
Men and women
you
not be friends, Kyle?
You need some kind of very
honestly.
Concrete borders that won't be. No. You need something like
Trump borders?
Reggie dated one of your friends, a sorority sister, something like that. You dated one of Reggie's cousins, something like that. So then there's lines that won't be crossed. You need something in cement. Because if not, if Reggie's a handsome-looking brother, which he probably is, you and him go out, y'all have a couple Millers. Who the fuck
you are,
y'all have
Reggie.
A couple Millers. Next thing you know, right. Next thing you know,
you keep saying Miller. Boom, I guess because I like Millers. I
accidentally have sex, and then you blame it on the alcohol. But it's really because you're two attractive people. So you need concrete borders in order to be, or just somebody be unattractive. That will help too, probably. So,
well, he probably does not find me attractive, and I am totally okay with that. So Reggie will be my friend, and nothing will happen. I don't want anything to happen. So. It won't. So, but again, ladies, so Kyle, so we have the podcast, and ladies, you hear that? Basically, Kyle and I could never be friends. I want that on the record that we are never going to be friends. And let me tell you all, don't FaceTime him because he will not be very nice to you. So, you know, I'm just saying, I believe men and women can be friends. Another one of our you follow her too. She posted the question, can men and women have platonic relationships? I believe that they can, because sometimes like there's brothers and sisters and stuff like that. And you get, you've
right.
known somebody so long.
Yeah. They could, you could just
you
be turned off to them
that way.
All the way around.
You know what I'm saying? So why is it got to be turned off? It's just, you don't see them like that. It's not like, oh, they nasty. It's just, I value who this person is. I want them in my life, and I want them to be my friend. So basically,
who said I had a ton of female
you just
friends?
With
where
every
you go?
Female
see?
Friend you have, so you don't have any of them. So, and if you did, you ruined the friendship.
You
by
just, this whole podcast
is
to just
answer?
Make me look as bad as I possibly could look every week. Hey guys, tune in on next week's episode where I look
you
even
do
worse
that.
Than I did
you,
yesterday.
You do that.
So. Oh my God.
Yes, where he tells you he doesn't use condoms. Ooh. That would be horrible.
Why? To who?
Okay, please clarify that you do.
For what?
Oh my God, to the listeners. For Nick and me,
I'm not having sex, so why should I tell you I'm wearing condoms to what? Masturbate with? I'm wearing a condom when I'm...
Oh, no, he said...
Ow! I'm quarantined. No, he's, I'm not no, having he's sitting sex. Around raw dogging everybody. I'm not bringing anyone in my house. I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, God. You know, this was supposed to... This was you, supposed to be a
you're just trying to paint
podcast.
Me into this corner. Oh, well, you're having sex with all these women. Like, are you? No, I'm not having sex with anyone. I've been under strict house rules. I haven't left my house. I've only been from here to work. I'm not having sex with anyone. No.
Okay.
Yes, Mom. Yes, Mom,
Hi,
you
Kyle's
did.
Mom.
My mom know who I am.
You raised a
Nicole
winner.
Trying to make me look bad, y'all. That's it. She's an angel who's never had sex and she never
you
will. And I'm
winner.
Goddamn devil.
But I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. But also, this is another topic. And then we're going to go, y'all. Another one of my besties let me know that she, you know, connected with a guy on Twitter. And they, you know, she had went to
she
see
visit.
Him, and guess
so
what?
She
had
did
a
babysit the kids.
Family,
she was there?
A whole family. She like so he was
right.
No, so she and this guy met on Twitter. I guess it went down in the DMs and went to go see him, and then come to find out that he wasn't a whole dude. He
so
had
he
to do
invited
like,
her
he got somebody
to
else.
His
he got
house,
a whole family
and he had
and
a wife
stuff.
And kids there,
and it was a wasted trip. Yes. Oh. No, he invited her to the city. And so, and I guess, you know, how you know, like when you're out and you go to a city, you think, oh, okay, let's go here, let's go there. And basically,
so
he
how
just
did she
wanted to be in a room.
About,
and
how
then,
did she find out about the family?
Why do you
anything?
Just want to be in a room? Family. Phone. That's what you do. Men, go to bed. Go to bed. But, no, I guess the wife popped up on the phone. You're not going to delete your wife out the phone. Come on, man. That's not funny. And sweetheart, I'm so sorry.
Wow.
That was wrong. And I think he's a jerk who did that. So, but why, men, why do you do that? Like, why? Like, I had this guy. He is a business colleague of mine. And he just got married 6 months ago. And he has been on me before the marriage and after the marriage. Why get married if you must do that? At least my respect for Collins, he's not going to marry
and
anyone
on that
of
note.
You all. He belongs to the streets. Yeah, no, we can wrap that up. So it's been wonderful with you all. And it is, be safe out there. I love you. Kyle loves you. I love you more of like family. And then Kyle loves you more of like ladies. He wants to sleep with you. And so with that...